This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Special broadcast today. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. We're going to be talking about guns. We'll be talking about buying a gun, what, where, how, ammunition, buying ammunition, what, where, how, and we'll be talking about reloading for 2 hours. Dr. Norman Shealy is off being interviewed on a television show today. We'll hear more about that next Monday when he comes back. Norm Shealy is alive, well, happy, fine, and he's going to be on TV. And so we've taken this opportunity to have two of your instructors on who have had plenty of experience with guns. If you sum the time spent in our lives with guns, we would average about 50 years each. So combined, it's 50 plus 50 plus 50 divided by 3. So 150 years of experience with the three of us, and we'll be talking about rifle, pistol, shotgun, reloading, etc., gun shows, how to buy, where to buy, and some concerns that we have to help you understand how this works. So if you are multitasking, and if you have your cell phone in the same room with this broadcast, and you really want to know what we're saying, please turn off your cell phone. Do not be distracted during this broadcast, because what we're talking about is really serious, deadly, and important. I'm very serious about that. And so we will offer our experience, but I want you to do your own research. All of us do. I'm going to say it this way. Please don't believe a thing that we say. I'm saying that for legal reasons. Please do your own research before you make any moves. And just as I've asked you not to have a cell phone on during this broadcast, if you are in class for serious reasons, to pay attention to what we're saying, the same goes for when you are on the range or when you're practicing. No cell phones. You do not want to be distracted by someone who's bored calling you on your cell phone while you're holding or using a firearm. So with us today is Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And we've got George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's great to have both of you here, and this is something that is typically frowned on in radio, having a round table. So what we're going to do is I'll be the moderator for this, and you know, I'll mention each of your names, and that will be your chance to chime in. We'll try to make this equal time for everybody involved. Okay, so class, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Okay, so here we go. Michael Bloomberg is a politician, former mayor of New York City, co-founder and CEO of Bloomberg. He's one of the richest men on the planet, and he wants to restrict your ability to have guns. Not their ability, your ability. So that being said, I think that you ought to consider right now whether you want one. And you'll have to ask yourself, if you don't have one, you're going to have to ask yourself, if you were in a situation where you would have to squeeze that trigger and take a life to defend yours or a family member's, would you do it? If the answer is absolutely yes, for sure, then you should proceed. If the answer is no, you should not buy a gun. George, do you have any agreement or disagreement with that?
Well, I've been told, and I can see where sometimes if somebody thinks that just having the gun in their hand is going to stop the perpetrator, more often than not it does. But the problem is there's a caveat, and that is that the easiest thing, maybe not quite the easiest thing, but the easiest thing to take away from somebody is a gun that they're not prepared to use. And that's not good either, because you might as well as not let them go to the expense and trouble of acquiring their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm on the same ballpark with you, Vince, and George, same thing. You know, if you can't or won't use a weapon to defend your life or your family's lives, you should get ready to join the public training camp, FEMA camps, whatever they get, you know, just be prepared for that and accept the consequences, you know. I personally cannot understand the thought of anyone not being a, well, let me put it this way, better way to put it. If you prepare or if you play out in your mind a bad scenario, financial collapse of any kind, you are going to have people taking your stuff or trying to and or hurting your family. And so you have to come up in your mind, you have to play those scenarios out. I actually went through this with a guy, and he said, well, I just don't think I would ever shoot someone. And I said, well, would you let them rape your wife? And he said, absolutely not. I said, well, what if your hands are tied? Well, too late. If your hands are tied, you don't have a weapon to defend yourself, and your hands are tied up, they're going to do whatever they want. And if you're not willing to let that happen, you better think about what you're going to do to prevent it. Because I'll guarantee you, what you see in the movies with a baseball bat or an iron pipe, it's better than nothing. But to bring that to a gunfight is a quick way to die most of the time.
Okay, so I absolutely agree with both of you gentlemen. And as an exclamation point, there were a table full of, we're having lunch here at the farm, and I invited some of the local Amish to have lunch with us. And so during lunch, I mentioned to them, I said, so how do you guys feel about guns? No, we don't believe in that. And I asked exactly the same question that you asked, Kyle. And that was, what if someone were having their way with your wife or someone were attacking your child? What would you do? And they didn't know. They did not know. So there are plenty of people, I guess, who expect to be able to call 911 and have the situation resolved. But that's a terrible situation, because when the police come, they really don't know who's who. You know, if you're fighting with some guy, they don't know who started it. They don't know who's right, who's wrong, who's the victim, and who's the perpetrator. They don't know. So it's likely that a whole bunch of you can get shot. You know, we'll stop the situation by shooting people. It happens a lot. There was a UPS truck that was hijacked. Two guys were involved in a jewel robbery, and they hijacked a UPS truck, and it ended up in a whole bunch of law enforcement types chasing this UPS truck. And when it was all over, 200 plus shots were fired by the police, and both robbers were killed. The UPS driver was killed, and another person was killed. Just happened to be at that place. Now, if the UPS driver, which UPS won't allow it, but if he had a handgun and he knew how to use it, he could have stopped the whole situation all by himself. but he didn't. So four people are dead. And that's just a couple days ago. So I think it's incumbent upon those of you who are interested in protecting your family to seriously consider owning a gun, buying a gun, keeping the gun, learning how to use it for sure, practice with it, and know the rules of the road. So, for example, there are rules regarding ammunition. Now, you would think that ammunition would be really, really tightly controlled. The answer is it's not as compared to owning a gun. George, would you agree or disagree with that, buying ammunition?
I'm sorry, I heard what you were saying, but I didn't quite get the point between the ammunition and the gun. I'm sorry.
Okay, what I'm saying is that it's way easier and there are way fewer restrictions buying ammunition than there are buying a gun. So, for example...
Yes.
Okay, there are places where you can't buy ammunition. That would be post office boxes, Hawaii, Alaska. Through the mail. Okay, Washington D.C., New York City, New York State. Unless you have a federal firearms license in New York State, Massachusetts is difficult. California is difficult without an FFL. But for other places, it's real easy. No restrictions whatsoever. I could walk into an Academy store, Academy Sports. And I could say, those 30-30s, I'd like a couple boxes of those. And I'd like them in different bullet weights, too. And how about those 357? Let me get a couple boxes of those, please. And some 223s. And y'all have a case of 5,000 22 long rifles in high velocity with a 40-grain bullet. Y'all have them? I'd like a case of those. I could do all that, and it probably wouldn't even raise an eyebrow. In Missouri. How about most places? And I think the answer is, in most places, you could do that. Kyle, is that true?
It is here. Yeah, there's no restrictions. Guys, it just be, they just say, how do you want to pay?
George, how about New Hampshire?
If I may, I would say New Hampshire is one of the holdout states in the New England region. Believes and has a long tradition of gun ownership and gun freedom. May I just expand on one point that you were saying earlier at the beginning of the conversation?
Sure.
Just take a minute.
Of course. Of course.
Like Kyle said, and like Vincent said, the extreme situation that may come up once or twice in your lifetime, depending, and in those once or twice, your life and the life of your loved ones are in the balance. You can't hand the security of your family and their well-being over to a stranger who you don't know what intentions. Just the fact that they're entered your home, they've come on your property, say, in the middle of the night, shows that they're up to no good. But remember, there's two points I want to make quick, and that is that, one, when seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means don't expect anyone to come to your rescue very quickly. It can be over and done, and you're left to live with the consequences for the rest of your life.
Yes, and I'm pretty darn sure all of us agree. All right, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes after these commercials, and we'll talk about a gun show. I think a gun show is a really good place to start if you want to buy a gun, but we're going to have some thoughts about, well, some cautions. Caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about guns today with Kyle and George. And it's my personal belief and opinion that a gun show is a great place to start if you're interested in buying a gun, because there are lots and lots of examples that you can pick up and hold, and there are different kinds of sellers there. There are you typically pay about $10 at the front table. You walk in, and you don't have to produce an identification to walk in. You just pay your $10 in cash. You walk in, and if you see something you like at a table, you can talk to the person selling it. You can typically hold it. Of course, there's some protocol, and we'll talk about the protocol of how you should behave at a gun show. There are mom and pop dealers, independence guys, that just guys and gals that like firearms and may have some that they want to sell on their table. There are dealers that are selling new guns, and there's some requirements that if you want to purchase a new gun, you will be exposed to a background check by the federal government. It'll be done via electronic communications right then and there, and it takes, I don't know, sometimes it takes up to an hour, sometimes it takes a few minutes, depending on how many people are trying to buy new guns at that time across the country. And there are walk-ins, that would be my term. People that walk in and they've got a gun in their hand, it's unloaded, it's the action is locked with a tie wrap. It could be a pistol, it could be a revolver, it could be a rifle, it could be a shotgun. And they'll be walking in, and when they have them in their hands, it's one of two things. Either they want to sell it to somebody, they want to trade it with someone, or they just bought it. It's one of those three things. Or it could be a fourth thing, but this is more unlikely, that they have it and they need a part for it. and they want to find someone who is selling a part, and they want to make sure the part fits. So those would be the four areas that someone would walk into a gun show, participate in a gun show. Kyle, your thoughts on that, going into a gun show, what it's like?
I have one caveat there. If you are the type of a person that if you really don't know anything, I mean, much anything about guns, if you haven't been exposed to very many, you haven't studied much, it's a great place to go to look, but absolutely don't buy anything yet. Unless you're with someone that really knows weapons, because everything that looks good is not necessarily good. So there might be, you might think that you might want a handgun for personal defense, and all of a sudden you stumble onto a High Point. My goodness, it's only $115. That's a great deal. I can afford that. Mm-hmm. And the reliability of them, as a rule, not there's exceptions to every rule, but the reliability of them is pretty poor. So please do some research and then talk to guys that know weapons, that know them well, because it's really important to get some understanding before you go in there and spend your money. Because my dad had a saying, you can get trouble for nothing, they're paying for it.
George, your thoughts on what Kyle just mentioned?
I agree with Kyle, is that you don't want to go in like a kid in a candy shop and you want to try all the candy. You're going to see, under that one roof, you're going to get to see a community getting together, and there'll be all different kinds of people there. Like Kyle said, and like you said, Vincent, there'll be mom and pops. There'll be people who are just hobbyists. They just want to, you know, sell off some of their excess or things they no longer use. You're going to be in a position where you can handle things. You can ask questions. You can run into people, and they'll be carrying something. They might have a little Force Seal sign on there. And you could ask them, you can handle it, you can ask some questions about it. But one thing I would recommend, and not to get far afield, I'll just say, is that if there's a gun club or a sportsman club in your area, it's an excellent place to be able to call one of the offices of the club and express an interest in guns and ask them if you can come down, if they have classes. And like I said, and you can go out and you can look at it as like going to a car meet where you get to see a lot of interesting and different things.
All right. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest impeachment hearing underway now in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. As it begins, a pro-Trump heckler is let out of the room.
Majority and the minority of this committee.
This hearing hearings to feature testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the intelligence and judiciary panels. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal articles of impeachment against President Trump are going to be drafted. The Saudi government says the U.S. will have its full cooperation into what's now a terrorism investigation concerning the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday. Part of the investigation will see if the Saudi national involved acted alone or was part of a group. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Les, I don't want this to be a political discussion, but I do want you to know that the Democrat candidate for president of these United States, Michael Bloomberg, wants to prevent you, and he said this, these are not just my opinions, he has said publicly that he wants to prevent you from owning the same kind of handguns and rifles that the police use. Okay, those would be semi-automatic rifles and pistols, some pistols with high-capacity magazines. So, and he wants to ban high-capacity magazines, and he wants to close what is known as the gun show loophole, which is no such thing as a gun show loophole, in my opinion, because what they're talking about is George or Kyle walking into a gun show with, let's say, a lever-action hunting rifle. that they may own, that they own. They walk in and they stick a little index card attached to a straw, a plastic straw in the barrel of the gun, and it says for sale. Okay? So they hold it upright, and this is just a hypothetical scenario, and this happens all the time with other people. So they walk into the gun show and they want to sell this rifle, and they own it legally, outright, and it's theirs. And they just decide they want to sell it, and they'd like to get the $400 or whatever it's worth and buy something different. Maybe an alternator for their car. Maybe a different rifle or a pistol or some ammunition. It doesn't even matter what they want to do with it because it's their rifle. So what the government is saying is, well, that's a gun show loophole. They shouldn't be allowed to sell their possession to somebody else. Well, absolutely, they should be able to. And I'm sure that millions of transactions like that have occurred, but the government calls that a gun show loophole. It's not a loophole. It's your right, just like you can sell a refrigerator on Craigslist. Okay, so I wanted to mention that the tone of this discussion is very serious. It's no yelling and screaming, and that is exactly the kind of environment that you would see at a gun show. There's no yelling and screaming. There's no pushing. There's no shoving. It's a very serious, very calm, very kind of a private environment. So if George or Kyle or I wanted to sell a rifle, there'd be nobody saying, "Hey, yo, come buy that." That would never happen. Somebody would walk up to us and say, and this would be my protocol, "Hi, are you selling that rifle?" And the person selling it would probably say, "Yeah, would you like to look at it?" And then the person wanting to buy it would say, "Well, that'd be great, thank you." And then they'd look at it. Now, they wouldn't be pointing it, brandishing it. You know, the muzzle would be held up in the air, and the buyer would look at it. And then the buyer might say, "Is this yours?" That's what I would say. "Is this yours?" And the most likely response is, of course, it's mine. Because I want to make sure that the guy who's selling it actually owns it. Okay, so now he's assured me that he is the owner of it. And then I might say, "Well, I'm interested in this. Is there any reason, any legal or lawful reason why I should not be able to buy this from you?" What I'm looking for is this an entrapment kind of a situation? And I would say, "I'm not a felon. I'm allowed to own and buy this. Are you allowed to sell it?" And then if the person says yes, then the next thing we could do is say, "Okay, so how much are you asking for this?" And the person might say, $400. And I say, "Well, I can understand why you would be asking $400 for it. I've got $350 or I have $300. Would you consider that?" And then the number is arrived at, and then the money exchanges hands, the rifle exchanges hands, and it's done. All legal and above board. George, would you like to comment then, Kyle, on that scenario?
Well, like I say, it's our right. And the Constitution, which increasingly is being ignored and paid lip service to, like they say, it's words on paper. It means nothing unless it's lived up to. We have the right to bear arms. And it's biblical, too. Where even Christ said, he says, in these days, he says, if you don't have a sword, go and sell your cloak and buy one, because the times were uncertain. And again, like Vincent said, you know, you're looking across at somebody, and he just mapped out a very reasonable, rational approach. But remember, too, caveat tempore, which means buyer beware in Latin. And what it is that it's in the minority of cases, but it does happen where I'm sure Kyle, I'm sure you, Vincent, and me, in our long experience around firearms and other things, you have certain individuals, they're in the minority, but they are out there, who know that there's a flaw in the piece. And they sometimes want to pass their mistakes on to others. Now, you want to make sure before you put down your hard-earned cash, it's a good idea to have somebody along, maybe a brother-in-law, maybe one of your uncles, maybe someone in the family or a friend who is knowledgeable about these things and can expect it before you put your hard cash down. And I can't stress enough, you want to deal with reputable You want to deal with people who don't break into people's homes and steal things and then try to fence off other people's property. And then you find yourself owning something that gets retrieved someday because the serial numbers happen to have been reported in a crime theft. So what I'm saying is that I've had some bad merchandise passed on me. By and large, at a show, ask around, ask questions, and people will point you in directions, and they'll say, yeah, see that man over there? I've done good business with him. I know the man, you know, he's pretty knowledgeable. And then approach the man and talk to him. And you can tell after a while if the person has the personality of a clam. In other words, I don't think you should waste your time there or waste his time because he has other things to do. But if you find somebody who's friendly, open, willing to share information, that's the person you want to establish a rapport with. That's the person you want to buy from. And that's the person who will steer you to something that you won't buy a sledgehammer and when you only needed a tap hammer.
Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I agree with everything George just said. If someone that you're looking, say they happen to be, I have run into this actually, where they have the only one of a particular item in the whole show. And if they are, I'm going to just put this under 40. Because usually speaking, people that are older, I've never had a problem with. But if they're under 40 years old and they're kind of guarded in the way that they talk to you and the way that they are presenting it to you, and you can see this apprehension in their eyes, just a little flicker of it, I would just walk away from it. Because one of those things where you can end up, like George said, you know, being sold bad merchandise. I've had that happen once also to me, and there was no way to do it, you know, no way to handle it. I had one time, this is a different scenario, but this guy, and this is a 500 gun or tape gun table gun show. It was a big one. And I was looking for a Marlin lever action 4570 just a couple of years ago when I was starting to cast bullets or getting back into casting my own bullets. And this guy was the only one in the entire show. He was an older guy. And he told me right up front that he had got it at an estate sale. He did gun shows for a part-time living, so to speak. He did not have an FFL, but it was his own personal guns. I mean, he had taken them, you know, and taken delivery of them legally and stuff like that. But anyway, I bought this gun. It was beautiful. But I always remembered what my dad used to say. One of the things he told me when I was learning to buy guns and sell guns and stuff like that, if I was going to, buy it like there's probably something wrong with it, just in case, so you're not going to get hurt too bad. Well, he had like $950 on this gun, and I said, well, there ain't no possible way I'm going to do that, so that's just way too high. And so I didn't end up purchasing it from him for $700, and it looked brand spanking new, and it was a gun, a Marlin, that had been made only 2 years. In 71 and part of 72, they made Ballard rifling when they started making the lever action 1895 Marlin. And so it was a fairly rare gun. So I knew that $700 was a good buy. I got it home, tried to shoot it, and the gun wouldn't shoot. Come to find out, it had a broken firing pin. Well, that ended up costing me about another $70 to be able, you know, but there's no way to test for a firing pin because you can't torch off a round in the middle of a gun show. So, you know, that's just one of those things that, I mean, and things are going to happen to you like that. not very common. It's the only time in, I mean, I've been going to gun shows since I was about seven. So, you know, 56 years I've been going to gun shows, and it's the only time that I ever had anything broken sold to me. Most of the time I was looking, I could look them over and see if there was a problem, and I knew it. And if I knew the problem, then I was going to allow for that in the cost of the purchase of the weapon.
Well, you all know that the character that I play when I'm out in public often is Columbo, the guy who's confused and needs a little more information and just doesn't quite understand. So one of the additional questions before agreeing to purchase a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun, you know, I'm looking at it and I look a little confused, and I'll say to the seller, now this would be a private transaction. This could be at a gun show where there are lots of people around, and there could be, I'm looking at this, and let's say one of our boys or two of our boys are with me. I'm looking at this, and so there's one seller, and that seller's probably with another person. It might be his buddy, it might be his wife, it might be, you know, a friend. So there's two of them, and there might be two of us. It might be three of us. So now there's five of us. And then when I'm looking at it, there are other people who see me looking at it, and then they're curious. So they kind of join the circle of looking at this gun. And one of the questions, I will not allow me to be pressured by other people looking at it. Okay, just because they're looking doesn't mean that it's going to force me to buy this. And one of the questions that I will ask is, so is there anything I need to know about this? Does it work perfectly? Is this going to operate as it should, or is there something that I need to know? And I'll ask them, I'll look them right in the eye, and I want to know, is there a broken firing pin? Because I won't be able to tell, generally. Okay? Is there something that's hidden, concealed, or not? And typically, if the person is over 40, as Kyle was talking about, they're upfront and honest. You don't see too many dishonest people over 40. They want to help. They really do. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
2 hour broadcast about guns, and you know, I thought we'd be able to knock this out in 2 hours. The answer is I don't think so. I think we're going to have to do a few more of these with Kyle in Montana and George in New Hampshire. Kyle mentioned something, and this question's for George. Kyle mentioned a high point, you could get a high point. Now, we're talking about a semi-automatic pistol. Actually, they're called automatic pistols, but you know, you squeeze the trigger once and it goes bang, and you squeeze it again, it goes bang. So it's not a revolver. Okay, it has a magazine of cartridges in it. So our son happened to be at a gun show, and he went by himself. And he saw a couple of his buddies, and one of his buddies' wife was there. And so his buddy's wife wanted to buy a pistol, and his buddy really didn't know much about guns. So our son said, well, I'll be glad to help you. So they walked around all together, and so she saw this really cute little handgun, and it was at a table, and a dealer was selling it, so it was a new gun. And he said, it's perfect for you, and she said, I really like it, it's really cute, and it was a no-name, okay? It was not Colt, it was not Browning, it was not Smith & Wesson, it was not Ruger. It was some name that you hardly ever hear of. And so she really liked it, and it was only $200, and it came with three magazines and a carrying case, and might have even had a holster. And so the gun dealer was saying, yeah, this is perfect for you. And our son said to her, no, this is not perfect for you. This is a cheesy, cheap, almost unknown brand. Why don't we go look at a few others? Let's go look at some name brands that you might recognize, like Colt and Browning and Smith & Wesson and Ruger. And let's look at... And what she found out was she would have to spend twice as much, closer to $400, but the quality, the fit, the finish, the feel, all of that was far, far superior to this cheesy, no-name handgun. That's what Kyle, I believe, was talking about. And, you know, when you squeeze that trigger in that emergency situation where you are really in a life-or-death situation, you don't want it to go click. You want it to go bang. George, your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's funny because during the last commercial break, I was thinking of Kyle mentioning the high point in specific, and then you asked me the question. Gentlemen, we all three are on the same wavelength. I think Kyle will agree with that. Vincent and Kyle, and Vincent, me and Kyle, we're on the same wavelength. With the high point, it's a bargain basement gun. A lot of people only want to spend $200, maybe $150. But as the saying goes, you usually get what you pay for. But there's another thing with the High Point. The High Point and some other guns, you have to realize is that I had a friend who was in his 70s. And a friend of his picked him up a High Point way back when. The man was on a budget. He meant well. He was trying to save him some money and just get something that the guy could put in the dresser drawer next to the bed. And because of the man's age, and eventually he developed some health issues, he could not pull the slide back on the High Point pistol. I think it was a 9mm thing, was the full-size one. But he could not pull the slide back. And you have to be able to operate. And I was able to help him find a revolver that was much easier. He didn't have to pull the slide back. And it would work with his hands that were now not what they once were in terms of his strength. So like your son stepped up, the dealer wanted to make a sale. It looked pretty. It looked like it had a lot of accessories. But again, it's like, would any of us or the listening audience buy a Yugo if they needed a car for transportation? And I think the answer is no, because it's a bargain basement, cheaply made piece of junk. And like I say, you want something that you're going to rely on, something that's going to function, because there's nothing more frustrating and downright dangerous than something that's going to malfunction at a critical point when you need it. You want something that you can pass down to your children. But again, for maybe $100 more, and I'm sure your son helped his friends find something within their budget, that once they got to comparison, then they could see the faults and the drawbacks of such a purchase.
I had the privilege of being trained by a Marine sniper from the Vietnam era. And we would do some shooting at our place, his place. Our children were trained by him as well. And I never saw him pull out whether it was a personal carry piece or a rifle that didn't have a well-respected, recognizable brand name. He never had in his pocket a Jennings or a High Point. Never happened. Now, he would have a Colt. He would have a Browning. He would have a Remington, in terms of a rifle. He would have a Winchester, but never an off-brand. And he was a policeman. He was involved in 13 separate shootouts. So he'd been there. He'd been in gunfights. And most police are not in gunfights, but he was. And he never had an off-brand. So if that doesn't say it all, if Kyle didn't say it, and my friend didn't say it, and George didn't say it, and I didn't say it, he missed the point. Because we did say it. Name brands only. Because you will get what you pay for, probably in a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun. We'll be right back and talk some more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.